Welcome to 5 Minutes in Edinburgh. In this episode, we speak to Clark Peters, star of TV hit The Wire, and the man who wrote the classic musical, although he doesn't like to call it that, Five Guys Named Mo. Clark was in Edinburgh to promote Five Guys Named Mo, which he's performing during The Fringe in August 2010. He talks about what inspired him to write the production, how important music has been throughout his career, David Simon's new project, Tremé, and how much he loves Edinburgh.
Ah, what brings me to Edinburgh? Five Guys Named Mo brings me to Edinburgh to celebrate the 20th anniversary of its inception and going into the West End. And Edinburgh is probably the best place to do that, you know, being the premier arts festival in the world. Five Guys Named Mo is not a musical, and it's not a review. It's a revusical, and I'll let you figure out what the definition of revusical is. It's using the music of Louis Jordan. And Louis Jordan was one of the godfathers of rock and roll as we know it today. He was a mentor to people like Chuck Berry, James Brown, Bill Haley, across the board. He broke down color bars and class bars in America. He took rhythm and blues and turned it into rock and roll. And he's one of the unsung heroes of that journey into popular music. Five Guys is a celebration of this man's music and persona. You won't get he was born here and then he wrote that and all of that. You won't get statistics, but what you will get is a good sense of who Louis Jordan was. And by his own admission, he was a man that wanted to have a good time. So if you want to have a good time, come and catch Five Guys Named Mo. What inspired me to write it? I think my ex-girlfriend inspired me to write it. In this play, the story of five characters that come out of nowhere addressing a man and his relationship with his partner on basically how to not take advantage of the women that we're with, not to, you know, try to find some égalité, you know, in the relationship. She's not your mother. She's your wife, your girlfriend, you know. So make a little effort, you know. Little tiny things like remembering a birthday card on the day of the birthday, you know, not a week later or a day later. Little things like if you make a promise, follow through on it, yeah. Little things like that help to keep a relationship harmonious. You know, and most of the time, it's us, men, who screw that up. And if they're going to stay with you, then recognize that her patience, you know, is really worth valuing. Let her know, you know. Tell her you love her, you know, and love her. Don't give her nonsense. Don't just give her lines, you know. Make it work. What made me write it is that I was in one of those relationships where I was taking advantage of it. You know, I wasn't keeping the promises. I was forgetting the cards. You know, I would say I'd give you a call tomorrow, and maybe 3 days later I would call. You know, or I'll see you in an hour, and 3 hours later I'd show up. You know, that doesn't help to have a very harmonious relationship. And it's a very simple thing to do. Just do it. Ask the five guys. They know. Music has been there throughout my career, but it hasn't influenced the choices that I made. If anything, you know, the music has taken me rather than me choosing it. You know, I've chosen Five Guys because the music was talking to me. You know, I did Guys and Dolls because Luck Be a Lady was a lovely song, but they chose me, and it was only through doing the show that I gained some appreciation for that music. I'm working on a show now in New Orleans, Tremé, and I think the music is very important, you know, to New Orleans. It is New Orleans, you know, and I'm gaining some tuition through just working with the musicians down there, being in this culture, watching how the musical tradition is handed on from one generation to the next generation. A 9-year-old kid blowing trumpet, you know, like he's a 50-year-old man whose experience has been doing it for 40 years. You know, it's important to see that. I'm learning how to play the upright bass. Yeah, so I've spent the last season going up and down my scales and listening to Ron Carter and going through the books. I've got a very good bass teacher. I've got two, one in New Orleans and one in Baltimore. Both fantastic bass players. And I'm not just, you know, boom, 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 boom. I am boom, 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 boom. Yeah, so I'm getting a fairly good tuition in this. Yeah.
Still to come, Clark tells us why he loves Edinburgh. Before that, we asked him what it's like to work with creator of TV shows like Homicide: Life on the Street, Generation Kill, The Wire, and Tremé, David Simon.
Oh, I can't stand that man. He's so clever. I love him to death. Anything that man does, if I'm asked to go along with it, I will drop everything in order to do so. Makes me feel like an actor on a mission, because he's in a position to state the obvious. He's in a position to talk about the elephant in the room that nobody else wants to acknowledge. He allows me to give voice to his characters, and they're always intelligent and have something of value to say and to add to society. So, yes, I love working with David, and I hope it continues for a long time. Oh, man. Edinburgh, the architecture. Walk up the Royal Mile. There is so much here, and particularly during the festival, because you have this old city with all this new energy coming on through here, and it's a wonderful backdrop for that. You know, the buildings are covered with soot from coal fires, I would imagine, wood fires from, you know, centuries. And then you might hear that boom, 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 boom in a car rolling up the block. You know, you got cobblestone streets. You know, dichotomy. You know, it's a wonderful dichotomy of cultures coming together here. Yes, there's a lot to see, and parks, beautiful parks. You know, it's just I like Edinburgh. I would live here if it wasn't so cold in the wintertime. I find it very charming, and I find that, you know, when on a day like today, where it's beautiful, sitting outside, you know, outdoor cafes, you know, and this place can support it, you know, and you can have a really nice romantic time if you're with your young lady in Edinburgh, that's for sure, that's for sure.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes in Edinburgh with Clark Peters. This podcast was produced by Inner Ear for Edinburgh Inspiring Capital. To see the video version and find out more about everything happening in Edinburgh, go to edinburgh-inspiringcapital.com.